fine. Handful of cough drops.
Calendars. Okay, so, well, look here. We do have you on there at 10. Don't you have
a
Hi there. I have the director's meeting at 9. So we're going to have to because I can't. I'm
cutting out some calls for you.
Well, and I don't have the page on. You know, right. Oh, and I want to schedule.
Rich.
I want to see the
instruction. I didn't see you today. How are you doing? Good. Good. Glad you're here.
Yeah. What are you doing?
What's that?
It's weird.
Shooting email.
Yeah.
Going.
Yes. I didn't see Jim, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait for
Oh, we can get you a minute.
Okay.
We got a few minutes anyways.
So are you going to be there at the staff
meeting? Hi there.
How are you?
Good. How are you today?
Good.
Good.
How about if you have anything that we need to talk about or address?
I can't believe how dark it is so early. So I can't believe how dark it is so early.
Because the other thing I want to talk to you about
5 o'clock, your headlights on.
Yeah. Okay. Is that during
Hey, Greg.
Almost all of my daylight hours are here.
Yes. Well, now they'll get longer, hopefully.
So, in the snow wagon, you've got a lot just to where the
day. Sarah's moving.
Okay. Right.
Or I can go for the days to our conference.
Yeah, is there things that you want to go? Like, is there something interesting?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Things are going to have a budget.
I don't know what door to I used to sit down there.
Okay.
If that's what he wants,
fine with me.
Yeah.
Does that mean he wants me to slide up?
You're good.
Yeah. Does he want you to slide up?
No, yeah.
I don't know.
Sorry. Yeah, I think so too, because he's always like, oh, I'm
yeah. But you guys go first.
Yeah.
You guys ready in a minute?
What's
going
on?
Jackie,
what is
this?
All at the same time. Right. I don't understand that. What did I ask?
You get his attention. Just tell him 1 minute.
One more.
You're throwing us all off.
Okay, don't freak me out. Like, what's that?
I don't know where I'm supposed to sit, so I'm not going to throw anything.
At least you still got decent weather for paving.
Getting closer. Temperatures are pretty high.
What?
Temperatures are up in the mornings.
Don't be saying that. I got holes dug in my parks that aren't filled.
Good evening. How are you?
Good.
I feel better.
Why does it seem like this is really picking up well?
It seemed like it really was.
Yeah.
Trustee Fenton?
Here.
Trustee Dodge? Trustee Katsinas?
Here.
Public Safety, approval of minutes?
Madam Chairman? Trustee Fenton?
Move to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of Public Safety Committee on October 7th, 2019.
Second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Public Works, approval of minutes?
Is there a motion?
I'd like to make Chairman Fenton.
Trustee Katsinas.
I move to approve the minutes of the regular meeting of the Public Works, October 7th, 2019.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
2019-2020 road salt annual purchase.
Rich.
Madam Chairman, this is the annual road salt purchase for winter snow fighting. This is part of the state's joint bid. Our price came in a little higher than we've been having recently. We're still a few dollars cheaper than most of the other towns around us, but we have enough budgeted, but it's going to be a little tight.
Do you want to give us some examples of what our price is versus what some of the other communities are?
Our price last year was $43.41 per ton. This year it's $78.86 per ton. From what I've heard, Mokena is about $84. I think New Lenox was about $90. Low 90s, so we're a little cheaper than most of the towns around us.
Okay, does anyone in the audience have any questions about our salt reserve? Anyone on the committee? A motion would be in order.
Madam Chair.
Trustee Katsinas.
I move to recommend to the board to approve the purchase of road salt from Compass Materials American Inc. of Overland Park, Kansas for the 2019-2020 winter season for a cost not to exceed $78.86 per ton and a total cost not to exceed the remaining fiscal year 2019 budget and fiscal year 2020 budget approved budgeted amount.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
2020 maintenance of streets and highways by municipality under the Illinois Highway Code resolution.
Madam Chair, this is our IDOT requires us to pass a resolution each year for the MFT funds, just so we make ourselves eligible and to keep track of reimbursements for our funds.
Are there any questions for anyone in the audience from the committee?
Madam Chair.
Trustee Katsinas.
I move to recommend to the Village Board to pass a resolution entitled Resolution for Maintenance of Streets and Highways by Municipalities under the Illinois Highway Code.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Replacement of Prisoner Transport Vehicle Purchase, SPC Award.
Madam Chairman, this is a budgeted police vehicle replacement. It's being purchased as part of the Suburban Purchasing Cooperative price. It's replacing the 2000, the year 2000 model year transport vehicle that the police currently have.
Madam Chair.
Trustee,
I move to recommend to the Village Board to utilize the Suburban Purchasing Co-op pricing and accept the proposal from Curry Motors in Frankfort, Illinois for the purchase of one 2020 Ford Transport 350 AWD all-wheel drive medium roof van with installed aftermarket equipments for an amount not to exceed $61,800.22.
Second. All
those
in favor?
Aye.
Illinois Department of Transportation right-of-way maintenance resolution.
Madam Chairman, this is another IDOT required resolution. This allows us to work in within the state right-of-ways without a bond for water main breaks, sewers, any of our utilities that need to be repaired during the year.
Are there any questions or comments about this from the audience or committee?
Madam Chair.
Trustee
Kitson. I move to recommend to the Village Board to pass a resolution entitled IDOT Maintenance Resolution.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Disposal of village equipment vehicles. Disposal of village equipment online auction vehicles and equipment sportsplex in this Parks and Grounds Department.
Madam Chairman, this is the become our monthly online auction. It's to, most of the stuff on the list this week is or this month is Parks Department stuff, benches, some tools, mostly obsolete stuff, but we have no use for.
Is there any questions or comments from the audience, from the committee?
No.
Trustee Kitson?
Madam Chair, I move to recommend to the Village Board to pass an ordinance entitled Ordinance Authorizing Disposal by Public Auction of Personal Property Owned by the Village of Orland Park, Illinois.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Contract for elevator maintenance at village buildings.
Madam Chair, we have several buildings with elevators that the village is required to maintain. We keep an annual elevator maintenance contract. For the past several years, we've been using Coney. Most recently, we've been having some less than favorable invoicing coming from them for typical maintenance jobs. So we went out and researched through a joint purchasing cooperative. We've got three other prices, so we're requesting to switch to Dyson Krupp elevator for what we anticipate to be a considerable savings annually on the maintenance.
When you did the background check of the company that you're recommending, did they have any issues with other
We did not. In fact, Thyssen Krupp has done work for elevators in the village in the past for some of the village maintained, and we've had good experience with them.
So the current contract, does that go to the end of 19?
It expires December 21st, I believe.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions about our elevator service contract? Anyone from the committee?
Madam Chair.
Trustee Katsinas.
I move to recommend to the Village Board to execute a three-year contract with annual renewals thereafter with ThyssenKrupp Elevator Corporation for elevator maintenance in amount not to exceed annual budgeted dollars.
Second, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Under non-scheduled, a business owner on Southwest Highway, Mr. Herb Zimmerman, approached me and asked if he could speak at committee, because at committee there's no time limit. You can just speak, so he would like to address the committee at this time about the flooding on Southwest Highway between 131st and
135. To great should be to great surprise upon my arrival tonight, hats off to Rich for bringing out some pumps into the area. I would like to elaborate a little bit. The questions that I have as a business owner at 13255 Southwest Highway, I own that property, is the prolonged flooding in the area after we see a rainfall. A week ago Saturday, we had 3.8 inches of rain. Road was closed Saturday and Sunday. It was closed Sunday and Monday. Reopened Tuesday and Wednesday. We have 3 inches of snow. Road closes Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and was closed today. On a drive-by this afternoon about 3:30, I could see the center line on Southwest Highway. And upon my arrival tonight, Rich has informed me that the Public Works Department from Moreland Park has brought out pumps, pumping 60,000 gallons of water per hour from the south side of the culvert. That culvert used to be the access area for the driving range for the Payless Country Club. To the north side, it is very obvious that we've accumulated debris. I've personally have seen beavers dropping trees. The culvert there is either obstructed 5% or 95%. The water is too deep to do an accurate measurement. It's probably a confined space inspection, which I would expect nobody with 6 foot of water over their head and around them to go in there and inspect. However, the patch right now is to pump water from the south side of that culvert to the north side where water is flowing, as you can see it on the right picture there. And thanks to Rich for doing that for us. I would encourage those in the room and also the Village Board to be very cognitive of that. Knowing that this is a floodplain area and prone to flooding, flooding can happen periodically. The challenge is when we have that road closed for a prolonged period of time. A Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday is a prolonged period of time. So it appears those pumps need to come out more frequently. To date, in 2019, that road's been closed 16 times. I've been in that area since 1987, and I historically can remember the road being closed maybe twice or once every 2 years. So there has been a degradation in the maintenance there. The culvert's been blocked. We can physically see an obstruction, an accumulation of water, and then flow to the north. Long-range plans is IDOT is reconfiguring all of that. IDOT has this 2020 vision. 2020 Southwest Highway will be non-existent because the businesses won't be able to endure those prolonged road shutdowns. So my theory right now, and the reason I asked for the microphone, is very simple. Maintenance is probably the key right now in some shape or form in diverting the water. What Rich is doing right now is commendable. And if push came to shove, my other alternative and suggestion was is we just need to get our wetbacks out and vacuum Southwest Highway, which may be very difficult to do. So I am very pleased to see that action is taken today. I would ask that it be on the front burner and everybody be aware of it, so it doesn't go the 5 days before we start the pump off to the other side. I trust our engineering department knows when to do that, when not to do that, and I trust that Rich also knows when to do that and when not to do that. I thank you for your time, and I thank Rich personally for addressing this issue.
Rich, would you like to comment?
I can tell you that after talking to the state today, I think once we get the water down a little bit, where they're able to do something, they will take action to try to clear those culverts.
Okay, I met this morning with Rich Kendale and Mr. Zimmerman out at Public Works, and Rich, as Mr. Zimmerman noted, was very efficient and called this. We've already lost AT&T, company that was next to Mr. Zimmerman's property. They've already left Mr. Zimmerman. One of his tenants is going to be leaving because of the lack of access into the property. So one business gone, possibly two, so it's not looking very promising out there if something isn't done. I commend Rich and his group for doing what they did today and greatly appreciate it. I know Mayor Pekow at the meeting in, I think it was in June, with the state and everyone else, mentioned that it was a life safety issue on Southwest Highway. I know myself and Trustee Healy live over there, and for us to get anywhere, we have to go down to 131st or over to 143rd to get to LaGrange Road, because Southwest Highway is closed going north and south, and 135th is closed going west. So it impacts not only businesses, but residents, and for us, it's an inconvenience. For the businesses, it's their livelihood. So hopefully something can be done more swiftly with the state, and I'm sure Mayor Pekow will be on this as soon as he's capable. And Rich, thank you again for doing what you did. Thank your staff also.
Madam Chair.
Oh, Trustee Katsinas.
Yes. This is for Village Manager George. Going forward, how do we help the resident but yet be mindful that is a state road? And you know why we have to be sympathetic to what the businesses are going through. They shouldn't have to face this. But do we create any situation, whether it be liability or past practice, for bailing out a state road? I mean, I think it's great because it helps the businesses, but you worry going forward. I mean, there's a reason why we have roads, county has roads, and state has roads. So any input you could add to help alleviate that, and then going forward in the future, you know, to handle situations sure. like this to help our residents.
So I think that, you know, in our role as the municipality, it's going to be very important that we do everything we can to intercede between our businesses and our residents and IDOT. So what we have to do is we have to keep that maximum pressure on IDOT, or if this was a county road, that's just what we have to do as staff. It's the squeaky wheel premise, and we're going to, that's going to be a priority.
Thank you.
Parks and Rec, approval of minutes.
Is there a motion?
So moved.
Second, I'm sorry.
Sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Budget adjustments for recreation, youth dance, and fourth quarter.
Dancing.
Yes, so what you have before you, our enrollments are higher than expected. And youth dance for Irish dance. It's a contracted program, and the revenues from the program registration will cover the contracted expense for the fall 2019 season. Additionally, the revenues have already been collected from enrollments for the fall season. With the additional expense of $2,230, youth dance will generate a net revenue income of $3,812.
Any questions or comments?
Mr. Chair.
Trustee Katsinas.
I move to recommend to the Village Board to approve increasing the fiscal year 2019 expenditure budget by $2,230.
Second.
Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
ITB 19024 Centennial Park Aquatic Center railing replacement.
Mr. Chair, Parks Department issued an invitation to bid for the replacement of the zero-depth pool staircase railings. Bid closed on the 24th of October with one responsive bidder. Staff is requesting to reject the one lone bid so that we can republish the ITB in attempts to get more competitive pricing and entice some additional vendors.
I guess so. Makes sense, and thank you. I guess if there's a motion, I got a couple of questions. If you guys want to move this, or if you have questions first. Trustee Fenton.
Move to recommend to the Village Board to reject the only bid received for the ITB 19-024 Centennial Park Aquatic Center railing replacement and reissue the invitation bid.
Is there a second?
Second.
So the question is, why do we think this happened?
So we've switched over to bid note over the last few years, and we've had some ups and downs with that. I know, speaking with a couple of vendors that we deal with, they muffed the date. They didn't get their paperwork submitted in time. I had conversations with the loan bidder in an attempt to understand his pricing on it as it came in higher than the estimates that I received for the project. While we do have the funding, we'd like to get a more competitive price. I'm not sure why it wasn't more received.
So do you think it's, you know, time of year, the particular thing, or is it just the mechanics of the way folks notice the bid? I guess I'm just trying to figure out what
it's a combination of them. This time of year, while the pool season ends typically around Labor Day, there's still many municipal pools right now that are dealing with mechanical issues that did not get resolved early in the season. So a lot of those companies are still tied up. As we know with our projects in the spring, everything goes at the last minute. Well, they're still trying to get a lot of work done on facilities that had mechanical issues during the operating season.
So just the way this one happened. Got it.
Yes, sir.
Any other questions or comments?
No.
All right, there's a motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Budget adjustment, request for recreation, private music lessons for fourth quarter 2019.
So this is similar to what we just spoke to. The enrollments are higher than expected for our private lessons in music and guitar. The program enrollment is expected to continue through December. This is a contracted program, and the revenues from the program registration will cover the contracted expense for fall 2019 session. With the additional expense of $2,000, the private lessons for music will generate a net revenue income of $6,350.
Questions, comments, or is there a motion?
Mr. Chair.
Trustee Katsinas.
I move to recommend to the Village Board to approve increasing the fiscal year 2019 expenditure budget by $2,000.
Just a quick. So this is a good thing.
It's a great thing.
So oversubscribed, and it's paying for itself.
Yes.
Got it. All right. So motion and a second for no other questions. All in favor?
Aye.
Budget adjustments, request for recreation, karate for fourth quarter 2019.
And here we have our granddaddy of contractual arrangements right here. The karate enrollments and revenues are continuing strong for 2019. The revenues, again, are available to cover the contracted expense. The funds in the karate expense budget paid for winter, spring, and summer sessions. However, the funds are not available for the fall session. Again, revenues have already been collected, and the enrollments for fall session are in progress. So with the additional expense of $15,874, karate will generate a net revenue income of $25,697. Our karate program is very popular.
Questions or comments?
Mr. Chair.
Trustee Katsinas.
I move to recommend to the Village Board to approve increasing the fiscal year 2019 expenditure budget by $15,874.
All right, there's a motion and a second. John, should we call roll or voice votes for him?
I don't think you're fine. It's a recommendation. So.
Okay, all right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? I think that is.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Thanks for dragging up the first two. Oh, they do.
Now put it in.